Oregon GOP Assemblyman Brett Davis's plan would keep drug manufacturers or distributors from giving gifts to doctors that are worth more than $100. Even gifts that fall under that threshold would have to be primarily for the benefit of patients. So free drug samples would still be allowed under the plan, but free entertainment or free attendance at a healthcare convention would be banned. The idea is to keep doctors from being influenced by these gifts when they choose drugs for their patients. Davis says the ultimate goal is to drive down healthcare costs.
I know there are an educational benefit to some of these marketing efforts, and I do understand that the pharmaceutical industry does provide a great benefit to us as a society with some of the life-saving drugs that they do. But I think it's important that we ensure doctors' decisions continue to be in the best interest of the patient and are not influenced by a third party.
Davis's $100 limit comes from voluntary guidelines set by a trade group for the pharmaceutical industry. But pharma attorney Marjorie Powell says it would be a mistake to put that into law.
The $100 limit, frankly, when it was adopted in 2000, might have been reasonable. It's now true that most medical textbooks cost more than $100, and a firm limit of $100 would therefore preclude giving a physician a medical textbook that might have relevant information about that physician's specialty.
Powell also says it's insulting to doctors to suggest that they decide what to prescribe based on the kind of free gifts a company gave them. Davis's office says he hopes to get his gift ban to the full assembly for a vote when it reconvenes in April. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.